the Here and Daily Tribune, home of the Prep Zone. Kohler Propane, Nova gives you gas like Kohler's. More Motors of Carroll and more Shoreline of Sebring. North Star Bank, guiding the way. D&M Cabinet Shop, Valley Enterprises, Fine and Schmidt Insurance Agency. Fort Austin State Bank, Ensure Health. Better health, better life. Are you sure? Internet services are provided by Agar Valley Services and the blazing speed of their TrueNet 4G wireless network. Go to agarvalleyservices.com for broadband internet that you can count on. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the expressed written consent of the WLEW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. It was on this day in 1978 that the ever-iconic music album Saturday Night Fever by the Bee Gees hit number one, and it would stay there for 24 straight weeks. It was, of course, the soundtrack to the famous movie starring an up-and-coming actor by the name of John Travolta. The album Saturday Night Fever would go on to sell over 40 million copies worldwide, and it was certified a 16-time platinum hit in the United States. One man who was perhaps the biggest activist in one way or another of disco music is the famed coach to the right of me, Coach John Moody.
Oh, Clark, Saturday Night Fever. I mean, that's the one movie that made me want to spend only 3 seconds in a paint store.
Okay. Now, John, honestly, how many of our listeners you really think have actually watched the movie Saturday Night Fever?
Oh, if they haven't, they're missing a treat.
What a way to start a movie.
Oh, I think, you know, just walking in the streets of wherever it was, Brooklyn.
With two
paint cans and long, nice pants and a flowery shirt and everything, that's the way to go.
If I ever had a soundtrack to my life, that's what I'd be doing.
And he was walking to the beat. That was the best part.
Before the days of iPods and even Walkmans. So anyway.
Hey, don't touch the hair.
So Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight. We're going off the rails already. And tonight marks our third broadcast of the basketball season. And first of our two broadcasts this week. That's right, a doubleheader week. Last Friday, we were finding ourselves in Laker country in the recently remodeled gymnasium. It was a battle for the top spot in the Greater Thumb West between the Lakers and the Reese Rockets. But after 32 minutes of play, the Rockets' red glare was just too much for the green and white. Final score, Reese 57, Lakers 37.
Oh, gosh, I'm still thinking about that. Reese played flawless. And I'll tell you what, if any of their opponents want to beat them, they're going to have to play flawless, too.
In week number one, we cover the Greater Thumb East. In week number two, we broadcast from the Greater Thumb West. And now in week number three, here we are in the heart of the North Central Thumb League.
You know, while the game is a crossover for both teams, representing the Stripes and the Stars division of the NCTL, we're hoping for a very competitive ball game. Who knows what's going to happen?
We're having already a competitive ball game, the JV game here. Kingston actually pretty much handled the entire first half. North Huron firing back here in the second half, and now it's a one-point ball game. Kingston 40, North Huron 39. Of course, this is the JV action. We still are halfway through the fourth quarter. Anyway, tonight's teams may be coming into the game from different directions for varsity. Kingston is looking to keep their season rolling, already sitting at 8-0. North Huron is looking to find their sea legs and get back to their winning ways with a record of 3-5.
Now, North Huron's three victories are against division opponents, and with their only blemishes against division rival Bay City All Saints, who has claimed first place. Now, for the Cardinals, the closest game they played was against Dryden, and that was at Dryden. And I'll tell you what, their division is pretty tough, and they've got some pretty good opponents coming up soon.
With just 48 days until March Madness, what better spot to be than in Kindy, Michigan? When we return, we'll have a look at the away team tonight, the Kingston Cardinals. It's all right here on the WLEW Sports Network, being powered by Agar Valley Services.
Why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Shoreline in Sebring to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Shoreline in Sebring goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
I am Brendan Wickert, and I'm from Sebring. I've been in the car business here at Moore Shoreline since 2013. I started out washing cars, and I have been up front now for going on 4 years. The thing I like most about working at Moore Shoreline is the people that you meet each and every day and the people that you work with. meeting different people, getting to know their needs and wants, and getting them in a vehicle that fits all their needs and wants. Another thing I handle here at Moore Shoreline, I get involved in every bit and piece of the business. I've helped out in service, I've helped out in finance. From my day-to-day, I am in sales, but I also do take care of our website. If you are ever in the market for a new or used vehicle, come see me, Brendan Wickert, at Moore Shoreline in Sebring, and I will get you in the car of your dreams. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth wants you to save more. In the month of February of 2020, D&M Cabinet Shop will be giving you up to 20% off on all Decora cabinets. You heard right. D&M Cabinet Shop is giving you up to 20% off all Decora cabinets in the month of February of 2020. Save even more at D&M Cabinet Shop and get that kitchen or bathroom you have always dreamt about.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in at the shop at 5230 Pretty Road.
And from all of us at D&M Cabinet Shop, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Are you looking for the latest local basketball scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStHumb.com. And click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend. Just go to MichiganStHumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page. For all the latest local sports scores and information, brought to you all season by Shure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStHumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStHumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. Tonight's game on the Prep Zone is sponsored by Huron County Health Department, Narion Physical Therapy, and Ace Hardware and Bad Axe on the Prep Zone at MichiganStHumb.com.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Are you looking to upgrade to a new smartphone? Look to Thumb Cellular. You can upgrade an existing line and get $50 to spend how you want. If you add a new line, you'll get $100. This means you'll be able to save on all phones, accessories, or your monthly service. Thumb Cellular is giving you 15 bonus gigs of data free with the purchase of your new smartphone. Visit your local Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. For more information, visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Offers are valid through January 31st, 2020. Two-year contract required for account credit and bonus data. Terms and conditions apply.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and performance-based pay. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises, 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley. 1 mile north of Atwater Road and M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
The Kings and Cardinals are on the road tonight, taking on the North Huron Warriors, and we've got a barn burner right now in the JV game. Since we were just talking about 3 minutes ago, we've seen four lead changes in this ballgame. Now Kingston's leading 46-44. Unfortunately, the Cardinals' big man just fouled out with five fouls. So this one's going to be all over the place, and Kingston's starting to take some control here with 2 minutes left in regulation. So, John, let's talk about the Kingston Cardinals. The varsity squad enters tonight at 8-0. They're only two wins less than 10 points. Their average victory is 27 points, to say the least, dominating in every facet of the ballgame. In the NCTL Stars division, Kingston is 5-0. That ties them for first in the NCTL Stars, and then they've beat everyone except Flint International, who they face off with on Friday in Flint.
They're coached by Dave Lester. He's in his seventh year at Kingston. He's got 114-52 over that time, winning 68% of all ball games. This is the second time in 3 years that Dave Lester and the Cardinals have started out 8-0. On offense, Kingston scores 64 points per game. That's the second best of the 13 teams in the NCTL, second only to Flint International. On defense, they allow just 36.4 per game. That gives them the